This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, this has been a bit. We had St. Patrick's Day this week. We had the Ides of March this week. I guess we're always going to have the Ides of March and St. Patrick's Day in the same week, aren't we? Yeah, we are. And I must admit, also, a friend of mine died this week, and so that was. Yeah, I have to tell you a little bit about it. I sort of waited to do it till I felt I could do it without sort of being really emotional about it. But I really want to tell you about how they did end of life. She had outlived her diagnosis by almost 2 years. She was diagnosed just under 3 years ago and given 8 months and survived for basically 2 years and 8 months. So she got 2 years more. And until about the last 3 to 4 weeks, she was really fine. She was at work, and she was not necessarily happy all the time, and she went through radiation and chemo, all sorts of things. But she was very functional, and she's a fighter. And then things, as they say in the trade, sort of went south. And I think by the time she succumbed, she was really ready. She was just, and I had the talk with her, which I think sometimes people view me as Typhoid Mary when I go and visit people who are at end stage. And it's something I learned a long time ago, is just to say, look, we love you, and if you want to stick around, that's fine. If you don't, it's okay. If you're done, if you're tired, it's okay to go. You don't have to hang on. You don't have to be here for it. This is the time for you to figure out what works best for you. And I've done that with a number of people, including my father. And I don't know if it's the words or just my sense that you know, that they're done or what, probably some confluence of that. But people tend to go. So if I show up at your bedside, it's kind of like winning a lifetime achievement award. You know, uh-oh. At any rate, but I want to tell you how people managed the end. And I was really blessed. I came back. I had been out of town, and I came back early, because I just had the sense that it was really, I really needed to be there, even though people kept saying, oh, no, it's okay, don't worry. And, you know, when you have that sense, that gut feeling, I've learned both the hard way and the easy way not to ignore it. I really pay attention to that. So I came back, and apparently she had been very, very sleepy. She'd been sleeping a lot for at least the week before I got here. And apparently the couple of days after I saw her, she was sleeping most of the time. But I spent a couple of hours with her, and she was alert the whole time. She was awake and alert and giving me a hard time about my hair and all, you know. she's one of those friends who's always been a little bristly, but it was probably the best bristly of our relationship, because it really meant that she was herself and not suffering as much that moment. So she was alert, and she was having a hard time talking, but she was clearly communicating, and I gave her foot rubs and sat on her bed and whispered in her ear, because she was having a hard time hearing. And the only mistake I made was they came to give her a bath, and I think if I had to do it all over again, I'd say, why don't you come back later? But I didn't, and it was probably okay, because she really apparently hates that part. And then I came back and was dealing with her a little bit afterward. But I just would have liked a little bit more of time with her. But nevertheless, at any rate, so in the next, like, 48 hours, it was quite clear that she was done. And she was in a hospital setting, but in palliative care. And here's the part that I really thought was just extraordinary. The palliative care nurse, which apparently people who work in that kind of situation, in a hospice kind of situation, are really attuned to the rhythms. They really know. And so they gave everybody a call. They gave one of the people a call and said, it's time. And in the meantime, they got a harpist into her room and was playing a harp, and two nurses who each held her hand. until two of her friends could show up and hold her hand. They continued to play the harp, not the friends, the harpist, and she just slowly stopped breathing, and her heart stopped. But I thought, somehow, the choice of a harp as an instrument, I guess maybe you're feeling, because what do most of us associate harps with? Angels, right? So it just seemed to me that somehow, in terms of a transition instrument, I assume transition at least into another phase, regardless of what you feel that phase is, was kind of inspirational. And I was going to read you the, maybe I'll try it next week. I'm not quite ready to read you what her niece wrote on. I also wanted to mention one other thing because it was really important. There's something called CareBridge, which I had never heard of. It's apparently nonprofit, and it's free. You can make a donation if you want, which I probably will in her name. But it's a way of keeping people involved, because sometimes when people are very ill, a number of things happen. First of all, communication gets to be burdensome for family members and nursing staff, and I think it's part of it is a respite for nursing staff. So, and they quite often will not give you information if you're not next of kin. But also for people to kind of be in touch, and anybody can post on it, and family members can do updates and things of that sort. And it's a very nice way of people kind of keeping in touch with the situation and with each other and feeling like there's a community. So it's called CareBridge, and I highly encourage you all of us, if we're lucky, have parents who are getting older, and sometimes we have friends who are ill, or maybe ourselves, and it's a way of keeping people in touch without putting an undue burden on anybody who's already stressed because of the situation. And but part of what her niece had written on the CareBridge situation was a lovely poem. But as I said, I will share it with you just because I thought it was really touching and wonderful. But not quite yet. I need a little bit more distance on the little bit more situation of sort of internalizing, I guess. Okay. So at any rate, today, of course, is Awkward Moments Day. And I think, Blake, what we should put up is tell us your most awkward moment.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine, I'm trying to remember. I can probably think of a couple because I'm a little bit of a klutz. I remember I was on a book tour, and I was in Los Angeles, and I had just done a kind of nice interview on KBC, and I knew they were thinking about having me as a fill-in host, so it was kind of an important thing, and I had really kind of nailed it, and I was all dressed up, and I'd done television that morning, so I had makeup on, and I was off to the airport, and I was awfully full of beans, and gee, how cool I was, and I went, there was a limo waiting for me, and I go literally tripping in the airport, and tripped over one of those dividers in an airport, for parking. And just went splat. And I had stockings on, just shredded the stockings, and blood all over everything. And I didn't have another pair of stockings with me because I don't know where my luggage was, but I didn't have my luggage with me, and I really didn't have time. So here I'm feeling terribly proud of myself, and I'm all made up and gorgeous with this bloody knee and shredded stockings. I remember, like it was literally yesterday, I'm kind of skipping through that airport and thinking, wow, this is great. I think it's one of those we will keep you humble moments, so it was certainly awkward. Today is Forgive Mom and Dad Day, which, listen, if everybody forgave Mom and Dad, my program would have to go away, I'm afraid. We'd all be much happier. But if part of forgiving Mom and Dad is on your agenda today, you can certainly give me a call. And it's National World Sleep Day, which seems appropriate, at least in this country, because we switched over clocks. And I think whenever we lose an hour of sleep, it's a bit disruptive to people. And interestingly enough, although coincidentally, unless you believe in karma and there are no accidents, one of the things we were talking about is what you do when you can't sleep at night. So I thought we would do that as well. There's the story that sort of appealed to me the most today was apparently Tom Hanks is pretty active on Twitter, and one of the things that he's done is lost objects. Tom, let's give this man another role or something. It just seems like he has a little bit too much time. So I thought we'd say, what have you lost recently? I can tell you what I've lost. And you're not allowed to put down your mind, all right? I said, try to be a little more creative than that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So maybe I should put it up on my Twitter account. I lost an earring that's a feather. So maybe... See, I had this notion that sooner or later, if I had nothing better to do with my time, I would start a store for lost objects, right? Especially like earrings, right?
There you go.
So you could buy, because an awful lot of guys wear one earring, but this one, this earring is probably, and the feather on it is probably like 4 to 5, 4.5 inches long. So, I mean, even my most hippie male friends, I don't think would... I mean, they're perfectly willing to put a diamond stud or something in, or one of those little things to make you look a little... you bangy. I don't know that they'd wear a feather.
You never know.
Do you have an earring?
I used to. I used to actually have both ears pierced.
Both?
Yep.
No, you dickens. Okay. Listen, I need to ask you, Blake, because we did it this week, and we let both Manny and Jacob... tell me their favorite swears that did not use four-letter words, or at least none of the four-letter words that you're not allowed to use. Do you have one?
I kind of start if I'm censoring myself. I guess my favorite one, I just pretty much every curse word, but I just say the first like two letters. just a lot of grunting and mumbling.
All right, because I was waiting to see if you were going to do the what was it? Ah, geez, which apparently is a Minneapolis kind of thing, Minnesota kind of thing.
I say oofta a lot. That's
oofta.
I get that from my grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty. You know what we should do is old-fashioned names, too, because we did some Berthas and some Pearls, and we're names that were very popular from another generation, and some of them are coming back, which is kind of interesting. All right, so today in history... The British repealed the Stamp Act. The Congress of the Confederate States adjourns for the last time in 1865. And in 1990, I know this one because I lived in Boston for a while, the largest art theft in U.S. history, which is 12 paintings collectively worth, at that time, around $300 million, are stolen from the Isabel Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. They've never been recovered. People always assumed it was an inside job, but they've never found anything. Which I suppose we shouldn't talk about because it may encourage people. I don't know. But they always assumed it was an inside job. I've been to Isabel Stewart Gardner Museum. It's a house.
Oh.
It's very nice with a little courtyard. And actually, the last time I was there, which hasn't been for a while, the last time I was in Boston, and a friend of mine took me through it, they had a whole thing of Buddhas. They had like a Buddha that was probably maybe 25 feet tall. It was beautiful. It was beautifully lit. You know what I'm going to do here? No, maybe I'll do it next hour. I've done a couple of museums in the last couple of days that I want to share with you of particular exhibits, but maybe we'll do that next hour. And let's get started on ways of what do you do when you have a hard time sleeping at night, since today is World Sleep Day, which means if you're awake, you know, I know a lot of people say that they go to bed with me every night, so, which I've always taken as sort of a compliment. Listen, I don't care why you listen, or even if you listen through the entire program, if as long as you're tuned in, there you go. All right, so what do you do when you have a hard time sleeping, Blake?
I do one of two things. The first one, I'll try and exercise, you know, just push-ups, sit-ups, whatever, to try and...
When you can't sleep?
Yeah, usually it'll tire me out, and then I go to bed.
Huh, because supposedly that's a way, if you work out, that's a way of jazzing yourself up, so, huh,
that's
pretty interesting.
That's a lie, in my opinion.
Not in your thing, huh?
No, right. It's never. The other one, it's, I'll put on, like, some sort of PBS documentary, or reruns of a show I've seen 1,000 times. It's basically white noise at this point.
So you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yep. Got an Apple TV all set up, so Netflix is all hooked up.
There you go. All right. So, well, those are both supposedly counterproductive, although if they work for you, they work. The idea is that exercise, you're not supposed to exercise within 2.5 hours of sleep, supposedly, because your adrenaline goes up and your cortisol level goes up.
Right.
And so, but if it works for you, it works. And the other thing you're not supposed to do, even though I know gobs of people who do it, is... either use the television or an internet, because the light actually is supposedly stimulating to your thyroid. Although half the world I know will fall, you put them in front of a TV set and they fall asleep.
I have to put my phone like on the other side of the room for that reason, just because.
Okay, so you can't do your phone.
Phone, tablet can't do, laptop can't do, but TV can be on in the background. Just
TV
fine.
You could do. All right, you use it. Well, and you're probably not looking at it.
Right. No, I just listen to it.
Okay, so you're using it as a radio.
Yeah.
You could try listening to my program, except it probably won't work, because if you're listening to my program, you're probably going to sort of switch into producer mode and sort of be checking the levels and just, you know, she already said that, or, so yeah. I can't listen to myself, although I don't always recognize myself, so that works a little bit better. I've learned, because I had that huge amount of insomnia when I was in Israel, is I did television just because it lowered my anxiety. I mean, after I'd gone like 3 or 4 days with literally no sleep, lying there in bed was clearly not going to work. And so I'd wander around the halls, but there's really nobody to talk to. My mother's particular way of dealing with sleeplessness, which I really don't understand, and maybe it's just psychosomatic, is she'll take an aspirin. And so, for some reason that works, although for a lot of people aspirin will upset your stomach, which is not going to help. But so an aspirin. But what I learned in Israel to just offset the insomnia, but also any anxiety attached with the insomnia, was Freecell, which I know you're not supposed to do. And it didn't help me sleep, but it decreased the anxiety. And now, I mean, one of the nice things, I suppose, although we know I could find the silver lining in anything, is if you've gone 18 days with not getting more than an hour of sleep a night, a little bout of insomnia where you're awake for 15 minutes, you think, ah, bring it on, come on. You think this is insomnia, I'll show you insomnia. All right, so let's hear what other people have done and see how much of it goes against common wisdom about what do you do when you have a hard time sleeping at night. All right, what people are telling us.
All right, so we'll start with Kiana. Kiana says, happens to me a lot lately. I drink a glass of water and listen to a guided relaxation podcast.
Good. Yeah, I've got some of those as well. Good. Good for you.
Lily says, I find a dab of lavender oil on my wrists, and that helps.
Whatever you believe will work, and a lot of people do think, I actually have a teddy bear that I gave a friend that had lavender in it as a pillow.
And then, let's see here. Mary says, you had to ask Dr. Joy Brown, you had to ask this question, and how I have to be honest. I first discovered you on the radio about 20 years ago, found out that listening to you at night soothed me right to sleep. To this day, I download your podcast and occasionally fast forward through the first set of commercials, but most of the time I am sleeping within the first segment of your show. I hope this does not hurt your feelings. It isn't about being boring, it's about being soothing. I do listen during the day too, so that I can catch up on all the joy wisdom that I slept through the night before.
Honey, not only am I not offended, I'm delighted. And just view it as a subliminal perception. And no, as you could hear, I didn't even know about your response. But listen, I'm delighted. Anything I can do to help, including putting you to sleep. I'm really boring. What can I tell you? You should hear me talk about sex. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're talking because today is National World Sleep Day. Well, I guess it's not National World Sleep Day. It's World Sleep Day of what people are doing to go to sleep at night. And one of my adorable listeners said, okay, I have to admit, you put me to sleep. And that's okay. You know, it's all right. It's fine with me. Whatever. Let's see what else people have got.
All right. So Paul says, I put on a comedy special at low volume and set the TV timer for an hour. George Carlin and Jim Gaffigan are my go-to.
There you go. Yeah, I George Carlin, and I have a long history with him. Rest in peace, because he was a DJ in Boston, and when he first started putting out comedy albums, I interviewed him. Excuse me, and he was a Red Sox fan, and they used to play my interview with him during rain delays for the Red Sox. So. And then when he had a show in Las Vegas, and I just happened to be there, and took my mom to see him, and he couldn't have been nicer. And apparently he was not really fond of people coming backstage afterward, but because which his security people told me, but he couldn't have been nicer to my mom and to me. He was great. So go George. I think he'd be very pleased.
Let's see here. Leah says, "Get on," or she gets on up and does something mindless.
Yeah, I mean, there are two theories. One is that you just lie in bed calmly and you get about 80% of the value of sleep by just lying there unless you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not sleeping. And the other is that if you haven't gone to sleep in about 20 minutes, then get out of bed and go do something else. Try whatever works for you. I read a lot. I read before I go to sleep at night, usually, and before I get out of bed in the morning. And I think it's become my body's way of saying, okay, transition. So, but you can, I mean, one of the points about doing a question like this is it gives you some alternatives and some different ways of thinking about your own insomnia.
Let's see. Mary says, I listen to your podcast. Sometimes I fall asleep and sometimes I get so involved with the podcast. I must say, I love when Manny is there with you. He has a beautiful voice, so soothing.
There you go.
Oh, here we go. Okay, this will be interesting. But your other producers are gems, too. Thanks, Joy, for being here for us.
There you go. We got, see, the, man, it's just, I think Manny's been with me the longest and the most consistently. But I agree. I think I'm really blessed by you guys.
Manny's,
so there you
well,
go.
Manny's blessed with that, like, low
He has
pitch.
That big, yeah, big
that
voice.
Big, boomy voice.
He does have a big, boomy voice. And he does, he's done, have you done radio in the past where you've been in front of the mic?
I've been in front of the mic, but never, like, radio situation. I'm unfortunately cursed with the whole, I'll sound like I'm 16, even though I'm 22 or 50.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can always do voiceovers for peanut butter ads or something.
There you go. There's a silver lining.
Well, and Jacob's a musician, so.
Yeah, we've got a lot of musicians here.
Absolutely. I'm trying to think about how many of my producers have been musicians, and I guess the answer is a lot of them because they're comfortable in front of a mic and they have day jobs so they can do their night job,
right.
And it doesn't, you know, they have some income stream without having to kill their own food or get their fingernails dirty.
Yeah, I know Jacob's one. I'm one. I don't know if Manny's one though.
I don't think Manny is a music. He's a sports dude.
Yep. He is a sports guru.
He's going to love today's discussion about fastballs and baseball. It's spring, folks. Sometime. I don't know if it's ever going to be spring here. All right, keep going.
All right. Barbara says, take Ambien.
If people swear by it. I don't know. I'm not a pill girl. My daughter keeps trying to convince me that, especially when I'm flying, that I should just... I think hers is pop half of Vicodin or something. I don't know. I am so phobic about pills. I don't know if it would work.
I try and stay away from medication.
Yeah. I don't do anything.
Wendy says, get up after an hour of tossing and turning, read or surf the internet until I feel really sleepy, then back to bed.
Yeah, you may want to make it less than an hour. It may like 25 minutes to a half hour may be the amount of time. If you're not asleep by then, you might as well sort of try something else. So I'd maybe shorten that interval a little bit for yourself.
Doug says, Mindy and I listen to the Dr. Joy Brown show through an old cell phone using iTunes in radio connected through our clock radio.
That's pretty cool. There you go. Wonder how many people I go to bed with every night. Because for a large part of my career, I've worked on the overnights, so... I mean, it's really, and even if I'm not working, thank the Lord, on the overnights, the program is sometimes played then. So.
Michelle says, I use a diffuser with the lavender oils.
Yeah, a lot of people, the other thing to try is vanilla.
Really?
But apparently vanilla is very calming as well. Lavender is the one that is traditionally viewed, but the reason I know about vanilla is people who do CAT scans and can make people very claustrophobic, and they quite often will burn vanilla candles more than lavender. For me, lavender is an awfully strong smell. I have a little bit of trouble with lavender as an aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
I do much better with vanilla. They have very similar kind of effects on the body. You experiment a little bit.
Francis says, when I was working, it was very frustrating. Now I'm retired, so it's no big deal. I can always sleep in.
Yeah, when in doubt, back to bed.
Rebecca says, let's see, Pandalo Night?
What is it?
I don't know what that is. Panadol Night? Is that a,
I don't know.
Is that a medication?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Panadol? P-A-N-A-D-O-L?
Panadol, yeah. Panadol?
Well, anything that ends in D-O-L quite often is a narcotic, yeah, and soporific. I'll check it out. You keep going, and I'll see if I can find
NyQuil
it.
NyQuil or something.
Yeah. Well, NyQuil, did you know NyQuil now puts out something that isn't for your cold symptoms, as has Benadryl, just to make you sleep?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, my fiance just swears by regular NyQuil. I don't like it myself. I don't know.
Well, I will tell you my NyQuil story. Panadol cold and flu. Let's see what it says here. They're saying that Panadol is acetaminophen.
Huh. What does that mean?
Which is, it's Tylenol.
Oh.
Panadol is Tylenol.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Right on.
So basically, I was having a hard time sleeping. I don't even know. Maybe I can't even remember if it was a hard time sleeping or congestion. I think it was probably congestion. And couldn't sleep and had something important to do the next day. So, and mercifully, I'm very healthy, knock on wood. And so I went through my travel stuff and found a little tiny bottle of NyQuil that I'd been traveling with. And so I took it. And all of a sudden, it's like I'm having a heart attack. My heart is beating so fast, and I'm so jumpy. And so I got out of bed, and I checked the expiration date. It had expired like 11 years before that. And so it was essence of NyQuil. So whatever NyQuil does to make you sleep, apparently if you keep it, if you distill it for 11 years, it doesn't work that way. And then I became a little phobic about NyQuil, so... But if it's not 11 years old, it's probably okay.
Let's see. Heather says, make 1,000 lists of what is keeping me from sleep. And
yeah.
Then I revise those lists all night long.
Oh, honey. Yeah, try writing down all the lists before you go to bed at night so that you've got, so there's nothing that little hamster inside your head isn't going around. Try putting it down before, maybe a log or something, just putting it all down on paper. Because I know if I wake up in the middle of the night and trying to remember something the next day, for it to do the next day, it doesn't work as well. Just write it down before you go to bed.
Let's see. Genevieve says, I listen to the Dr. Joy Brown Show podcast.
There you go.
Andrea says, read.
Yeah.
Sarah says, I listen to audiobooks. Steve also says, read a boring book.
You know, I remember in college, I remember the rise and fall of the Third Reich or world history. You just all you have to do is open the book, you fall right asleep.
Yeah, like I find YouTube tutorials or like any boring lectures also do the job, just that dry,
yeah.
That dry tone. Let's see here. Arnie says, I repeat poems I've memorized in my head. The best one is The Lady of Shalott because it's long. I rarely get all the way through before I fall asleep. Another good idea I heard was to start your dreams. Just start imagining whatever you'd like to dream about. Riding Pegasus is mine.
That's pretty cute. The other thing to do is the progressive relaxation, which is where you start with your feet and you make you tighten the muscles and go up through every muscle group in your body. And usually, that really does work. And the most I've been able to do is about 1.5 times. Also, counting backward from 99 will work. A visualization kind of thing. I've done visualization tapes. I think we still have them on the website. But we'll be back to give you some more ideas about making sure you get that beauty rest. Because it turns out, getting a good night's sleep is the best thing you can do for your body, for your longevity, and for your little wrinkles. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sorry, because it's World Sleep Day, we are talking about what people can do when they have a hard time sleeping. And it turns out that what a lot of people do, apparently, is allow me to put them to sleep. So that's good. I'm not offended by it in the least, as you can hear. It's perfectly fine. Alrighty, let's see what other people are doing.
Alrighty, so Ava says, I watch I Love Lucy with the volume really low in the living room. Sometimes I fall back to sleep, other times I just laugh out loud. I Love Lucy is always funniest in the middle of the night.
Yeah, most of the time I've watched I Love Lucy, I've watched on, when I've been on ships, on cruises, because for some reason it seems to be a, a default position on cruises, maybe because it's universal appeal. I don't know what it is. But whatever, for whatever reason, I've watched a lot of I Love Lucy, and you know, everybody can sort of talk about the Vegematic and the sticking the chocolates in her face, right, and yeah. Right. We can also say page 14. what else you got?
Let's see here. Carl says, "Listen to the Dr. Joy Brown Show on WXTK Cape Cod, Massachusetts."
Yay. Boy, they've been an affiliate of mine for a very long time, and I'm very appreciative.
Debbie says, I look at Facebook until it bores me into submission.
How about like 3 minutes? No, I suppose it's rude, isn't it?
Hope says, wash clothes and clean. I feel like that would make me more stimulated, if anything.
All right.
Let's see. Laura says, I make lists, then tell myself there's nothing I can do about them at the moment. It gets off my mind, and then I can go back to sleep.
So say that again.
I make lists, then I tell myself there's nothing I can do about them at the moment. It gets it off my mind, and then I can go back to sleep.
Yeah, the list really does help, okay?
And then we have Teresa says, Pepple Meditation, or play World of Warcraft.
Say that again?
Pepple Meditation, P-E-P-P-L-E? Pepple Meditation?
P-E-P-P-L-E. I don't know what that is. Okay, I think meditation in general, you know, there's a lot of controversy about meditation. Some people think that it can put you to sleep, and some people think it can energize you.
Yeah, I've never tried it, so.
Oh, you should try it, just
should
because,
I
mean, listen, a huge number of people in the world swear by it, literally. So they're saying P-E-P-P-L-E?
Yeah.
P-E-P-P-L-E meditation. I don't know. People's Medical Supplies, People's Media.
I wonder if it's a typo or like an autocorrect on the phone or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Not so as you'd notice that it's coming up here. Did you mean Pebble Meditation?
That's probably it.
Let's see. Join the Global Meditation. What are your thoughts about meditation? Let's see if we can find Pebble. You keep going. I'll see if I can find it.
All right. Margaret says she also listens to your radio show to go to sleep.
Boy, we should probably at some point do a poll and see how many people have listened to my program to stay awake.
Right.
But maybe not.
Linda says, yes, funny that you ask. I've been listening to you for years. Now every night when I slowly fall asleep, if I miss too much, I repeat the show the next night. Thank you, Joy.
My pleasure, folks. Pebble Meditation. It's P-E-B-B-L-E. And apparently it's called Shich Nhat Hanh Teaching. Mindful Kids. Resources for Sharing Mindfulness. They've got, let's see. They've got exercises here. You need pebbles, apparently. That's why it's called Pebble Meditation, is you use pebbles to do it. Let's see. Meditative moments, living without stress or fear. Need to gather 4 different pebbles representing distinct aspects of your true nature to live in happiness and free of fear and suffering. The first pebble will represent a flower. The second, a mountain. The third, still water. And the fourth, space. This is a practice you can easily do along with your children. Sit for joyful, mindful meditation in a posture that is both comfortable and stable. Place your 4 pebbles to the left of you, tuning into the breath for a moment, and the body as a whole, dropping into silence, giving it care and attention moment by moment, just feeling the whole body sitting here, breathing, dropping into the breath, while the entirety of your attention riding on the waves of the breath. Well, that's very classic meditation. When ready, breathing in and out 3 times, then picking up the first pebble, looking at it and visualizing it with the mind's eye as a flower. Placing it on the palm of the left hand, breathing in, I see myself as a flower. Breathing out, I feel fresh. This is done 3 times. One says flower fresh. The point here in breathing with this visualization is to transform yourself into a real flower, fresh, beautiful, and light. Not that you want to be something else, but the human body, the human being is like a flower in the garden of humanity. As adults, many of us don't know how to maintain our freshness. our flowerness, and that very apparent, which is very apparent and inherent to us as kids. As we grow older, many of us lose some of this. All right, so I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but you can see what how you would do it. All right, so it's pebble meditation. So you get four pebbles, and that's how you do it. And you can find out more if you can read the internet as well as I can. Although it's pretty small print, but nevertheless.
Right? Let's see here. Michelle says she counts backwards from 1,000.
Yeah, I only do it from 99. So,
Timothea says that she counts patterns.
Pardon?
She counts patterns. I'm not sure what patterns exactly, but...
Well, it could be probably any patterns. It could be... I do numbers as well. That I'll do multiplication tables times 9 or 7, something that's a little more complicated than 2s or 4s. So patterns, presumably, I don't know which pattern she's looking for, but whatever.
Let's see. Renate says square breathing.
Yep.
Barbara says, I don't. I'm so exhausted from work, and then the kids, I just pass out.
Supposedly, if you can fall asleep in less than 7 minutes, you're exhausted. So, supposed to take between 15 and 20 minutes to go to sleep. So, there you go.
Kathy says, pray the Hail Mary, read my Kindle.
Well, the prayer works for a lot of people. The Kindle's not supposed to be very good for you because of the light. But,
I don't know if that... I wonder, maybe she has the Kindle Paperwhite, the one that's supposed to, like, emulate paper.
The Kindle makes something in paper?
It's not paper. It's called the Kindle Paperwhite, where it, like, replicates the print of paper.
I see. So it doesn't have the same blue light.
Right.
Got it. All right. 855-993. Stay awake. There's more to come. Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.